What about, say, the place a farmer might keep his cows inside, maybe in bad weather?
You don't have them around here.
What's that?
You don't pen up your cows in bad weather.
Oh, I see.
You don't try to bring them in under the roof.
I see. Why is that?
Winters aren't that severe. We will get some snows, but they're generally gone for a couple, 3 days.
Well, say if a farmer was going to milk his cows, would he do that outside?
He'd bring them into the barn.
Now, we're just talking about a big general purpose barn, or?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you don't have any specially designed building?
Though, we have very few dairy operations in this county. Those that we do have, yes, they do have the automatic milking machines and all this sort of. Sort of paraphernalia with the automatic feed trough coming in, you know, and dumping feed down there while they sit there and they hook the suction cups on their tits and milk them while they're, you know, be mooing contentedly over their feet, you know. But I would still say they were doing it in the barn. But no, they, like I said, there may be only two or three families in the entire county that, but a milk barn, I guess.
Well, where would a person keep his horses?
Don't do that. Most of them are just allowed to graze on the pasture. You might pin them up, you know, occasionally. Like if you worked them today and knew you were going to need to work them tomorrow and start early and you didn't want to have to chase them down in the morning, you might leave them in the corral. But corral sounds a little too Hollywood for most people around here. They just say pin them up.
Well, are there stables in the area?
Yes, there are. And I have heard tack room used, where they keep the saddles and bridles and this sort of stuff.
I see. Well, now, talking about the barn, the upper part of the barn where you...
Hayloft.
Well, talking about hay, I've noticed that around here it seems to be rolled up.
This has been the coming thing. Mm-hmm. This is the first year my father-in-law has gone to the round bale.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that entirely a machine? Sort of derived kind of.
You cut and rake just like you would for a square bale.
Mm-hmm.
Then your baler that you come along with. You know, I'm sure you've seen the square balers. You know, they spit the square or rectangular bales coming out the end.
Right.
Well, this one brings the hay up inside and keeps tumbling. I haven't actually seen it in operation until it forms a big round ball and ties the twine around it. Then it ejects it. And then you come along with several different devices. Some people use forklifts to move these round bales with. There's a local manufacturing outfit that has patented a device that's becoming very popular. They call it a bale buggy, which attaches to the back of your tractor or pickup truck if you got a trailer hitch. You back up, run the prongs underneath it, and you pull the spring lever and it lifts it up and you take it off to wherever you want to go.
Well, I meant to ask somebody about this. It's been puzzling me. Why do you have it on the medians, like on Highway 30? I see these big...
Why waste the grass?
Well, is that done by the state or the farmer? Or?
There's a contractor. I'm not quite sure whether he pays the state for the grass or whether the state lets him have it for keeping the medians mowed.
Yeah, I see. Well, I had never seen that before.
Yeah. Well, it seems, you know.
Yeah, quite practical.
Yeah. You don't have as many highway mowing crews out. You got this guy out here, private enterprise, getting out there getting that hay.
That's right.
And as short as the hay crop is this year, they're going to need it.
Yeah. Well, do you know the names of any buildings that you might have on a farm where you would keep grain, maybe corn or otherwise?
I have heard the term silo, yes. But there are not too many of them. I know of no true silo in Titus County.
Yeah.